The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as the Storm Éowyn cleanup continues, Cavan County Council has set up these local community hubs like other parts of the country where those impacted by power cuts and water outages can come and avail of facilities. Anger and frustration growing, though, in the county. Some desperate after 6 days without access to utilities. I mentioned electricity, water, broadband as well. Some even describing it as a genuine humanitarian crisis. Well, Henry McKean has sent this report this evening from Virginia in Cavan.
I'm having a chat with Fred. You're 84 years of age. You're retired. You were in the Post and Telegraphs. Have you seen a storm like this?
No, not as bad, to be quite honest. The last one was the worst.
Even worse than Storm Debbie in 61?
Yes.
How has it been for you when it comes to no energy, no power, no water?
Very, very bad, you know. The loss of power is the worst of the lot, you know what I mean? Otherwise you can survive, you know?
And 6 days on, and the fact that you're older,
yes.
How are you keeping clean? How are you keeping going?
Well, I'm just sponging myself down, you know?
So a sponge bath?
Yes.
Like old school?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And you're putting a smile on this. Yeah. Are you frustrated? Are you angry, or are you accepting of the situation that parts of Cavan still have no power?
I have to accept it, because I am annoyed about it, you know what I mean? I mean, when they have to import people to come in and do our job, you know, after DSB let the people go, you know, that's terrible, you know.
Well, Fred, I hope energy comes back soon.
So do I. Thank you very much. Lovely.
My name's Deborah, and I live in Mulla here in County Cavan, just a few miles from Virginia.
So you've come down to the Virginia Show Centre because you need to do some work. You've got no broadband.
No broadband or phone coverage today. So it's great to be able to come down here and do some work. I think the farmers have been great. They were straight out as soon as the storm was over to help with anything they were asked to help with. It's been difficult for people, I think, with families, because kids have been off school, and that's an added pressure, especially with no clean water, at cold house, etc. But the tanker was really good. We had the tanker arrived in Mulla, and we were up and down getting water, and that was a great help.
So you're just getting everything plugged in. You've got torches, phones.
Yeah,
you're going to try and get a cup of tea here.
We have nothing.
Nothing at all?
At home, nothing.
Just outside Bally James Duff here in Cavan.
Oh, yeah.
And how long has it been gone, the electricity?
6 days, yeah.
How are you coping? How have you coped?
We haven't.
You haven't?
Very difficult.
It's
very difficult.
It's difficult when you've got sons there and they're trying to get to work and others got to go to school.
So no electricity, no broadband?
No, that's what we're going
no internet, no we phone coverage. We've spent money on buying flameless candles, so we have to buy a lot of batteries for those. One of my sons is a diabetic, so I don't know what way his insulin is, because it has to be kept in the fridge.
So that would affect it?
Yeah, I'd say it probably has to be thrown out.
Keep it in the fridge.
And the fridge has obviously been out for 6 days.
It's gone. Everything's gone. It's starting to stink. The house is absolutely freezing. When you go to bed at night, it's just icicles.
And what about washing? What about showering?
Nothing. No shower. Sponge wash over the sink.
So basically a posh wash.
No water.
An egg cup wash.
Yeah. Yeah. We're coming here to fill water in this Virginia hub. The lady here, Anna, has been so accommodating. Very, very nice. Lovely woman. We come here, we get a cup of tea. And we try and charge, stay a while to charge our phones and laptop or whatever, and our torch. It's been awful. They knew it was going to be a red warning around the country, and they should have had all these crews in here beforehand.
When do you think you'll get power back?
Well, we are supposed to be down on the power check for 9 o'clock Friday night. But they are saying 100,000 people will still be without power into next week. So we don't know if we get pushed. We have not seen many ESB trucks anywhere, or vans. They're not around where we live. We live outside Bally James Duff. We don't see any in Bally James Duff. We don't see any in the surroundings.
Wherever they're all parked up.
It's just soul destroying, you know. You're getting up in the dark, and when you go home, then it's in the dark as well. And
do you think people in rural Ireland have been forgotten? I'm guessing you're originally from Dublin.
I have family in Dublin, and nothing is wrong. Everything is, no electricity went, everything is fine. And I do think, yes, I don't think that we're being left behind.
As you say, we come from Dublin. We moved down here 20 years ago or more. We had children, young children, and Dublin was very fierce at that time, a lot of trouble. And we wanted to give them a good start in life. I'm sorry you ever left Dublin now.
You're sorry you left Dublin?
I'm very sorry. I was born and reared in Dublin. And I've never seen anything like this in my life. Crews coming in from, 8 or 9 European countries. It took one crew, had to pass through 7 countries to get to Ireland. And the minute they got off the plane, they were flown, get down to Cavan quick, they're in a bad way down there. Where was ESB?
So my name is Jennifer. We were on day 6 of no electricity.
Day six.
So it has come back today, thankfully. We did have water, so we were able to use the facilities to heat up water, to wash. And thankfully, we had a local hotel that opened up their doors to us to allow us to take showers and things like that yesterday too. I have 2 small children, so their school is closed due to no electricity or water. And the creche was also closed due to no electricity or water until today. So that we were day 6 without childcare.
So it's been incredibly frustrating. It's been incredibly difficult for you. It's been a real crisis. How have you coped?
Not very well, to be honest. It's been hard. Look, we're happy that it's back now, and hopefully it will stay back. We're thankful for the crews that have come over. You could tell, it came back, flickered on last night for a little while, and hopefully today it will be back with my sister where we're staying and my own home house. Hopefully we're hoping in the next day or two. But we were given a date of the 7th of February.
The 7th of February. I mean, that is a long time away. All that food in the fridge, all that, stuff in the freezer, all of it has to go.
Literally everything, yeah. I just went to the house yesterday and just binned everything. There was no point in trying to keep anything because, everything was destroyed. The smell in the house, it's cold. So, it's difficult.
So you're actually quite calm at this stage. There must have been a few days recently where you were screaming.
Yeah, there was a few hairy situations. Everybody stuck in the house together. Children were no school. I'm staying with my sister, probably overstaying my welcome at the moment.
But so you've gone off like the food in your fridge.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me about your freezers.
So we have 2 freezers. One is an upright freezer in the house. We have 3 young lads and, they're good grubbers. And we have a freezer then over in our shed. And we try to only go shopping maybe once every 2 weeks. So we kind of get, fill up the freezers. And all that food is gone now. It's all mush.
All thrown out.
Not thrown out yet. We haven't thrown it yet because
it's still sitting in there.
It's still sitting in the freezer. Our bins only come every 2 weeks, obviously. And obviously, when you if you overfill your bins, we get an overweight charge every 6 months. This stuff is going to fill the bins. When I speak to the ESB, they tell us to ring the insurance company. But then the insurance company, if you claim, it's a possibility when we renew again now at the end of the year that
our policy
is going to go up.
And hundreds of euros worth of food gone.
Yeah, hundreds. And we're out every day trying to just buy milk, and buy food, meat and stuff like that, and vegetables just for that day. And then we have to go out the next day and, you're travelling, you're spending more on petrol.
So it's tough.
And it is very tough.
If it wasn't for these hubs set up by Cavan County Council, you would be in trouble.
We would be in trouble. We would have nowhere to go to charge up any of our equipment, any of our phones. We need our phones. We're barely getting signals at the moment anyway.
Do you think this is, in a way, a national emergency? A humanitarian crisis?
Yes, and I do think that the ESB should help them out in some way because, we're going into 6 days now. We're spending a lot of money that we would not have going out every day, coming here from where we live to charge our phones, to buy food on a daily basis. And I think that they should go above and beyond now for people who have been affected. So I do think that they should get a huge fine from the government or the European Union or whatever, because they really have let people down.
Henry McKean reporting from Virginia County Cavan. Henry, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.